back.
Yes, it's day number 9. Welcome back. Listen, we've got some major momentum now, I can tell. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to have a brief session. Yes, I'm going to stick to a brief session with you because now we want momentum. What have we done so far? We've been pursuing 6 master steps to change in your life. And that was step number 1, decide exactly what you clearly want. Discover what's been preventing you from getting it. 2, get some leverage on yourself so change is not just a should, it is a must. And then we went to step 3, break your patterns. We said that you can't establish a new pattern, a pattern of being alive and vital and strong, a pattern that'll get you eating and exercising in a way that gives you the body you deserve until you first interrupt the old one. So we've been constantly breaking your patterns. My weird voice here, harassing and teasing you along the way, has been designed as a pattern rep. You're just keeping a diary and just becoming aware of what you're eating and how you're exercising, whether you're doing a lot or a little, what you're putting in your body. This awareness alone breaks the pattern of being unconscious about it. Discovering behavior change is a pattern interrupt. Discovering your strategies, what those external cues are that are triggering you, what you're doing in your mental focus, discovering that you can intensify your urges or lower them directly. All of these things break your pattern, and they've also been taking you to step number 4. You've been creating empowering alternatives, haven't you? We've helped you to see, hey, there are ways other than food to create the feelings that you want. Yesterday, you made a whole list of ways to change how you feel, to make yourself feel good in a moment. So you've got lots of empowering alternatives. We've gone through step 4, and we're going to continue to increase it. And simultaneously, we've also been working on step number 5. You've been conditioning yourself to use some of these new skills. You've been using scramble techniques. You've learned how to confront and conquer. You've learned how to mix your associations. So you think of, let's say, pickles or some horrible alcohol. Well, you think about that favorite food, and you've begun to condition pain to the old pattern, pleasure to the new patterns. Thinking about being fit and alive and vital while you exercise and linking those peak emotions over and over again to exercise. And by the way, you can enhance this. You can, at the end of this tape, you might want to put one of your favorite pieces of music and play it, and while you're playing it, imagine making a fist every time you're at the peak of the music. See yourself as you make the fist, exercising out, working out, exercising. Or maybe you've already begun to use some of the techniques I talked to you about when we first talked about exercise. Maybe you put yourself in an environment where you're playing your favorite music while you're working out on a Stairmaster, or while you're running, or while you're doing something so that you link pleasure. And if you do that pleasure linkage over and over again while you exercise, you'll condition yourself to where you can't wait to exercise. So you've been using some of these. You may have done the compulsion blowout as a way of conditioning yourself. And you know what? We're going to continue the conditioning process today to interrupt the patterns, to create an alternative, and to condition new patterns. And we're going to do all in a little 3 or 4 minute exercise. It'll be easy and it'll be quick. And I'm going to turn you over to Dr. Nate Booth. And by the way, you know where we're going after that, right? After we've conditioned all these new patterns strongly enough, what are we going to do? We'll find ourselves at the final step, step number 6. And what's that? We're going to test it. We're going to put you in environments where you'll see, yeah, I can control my urges in a minute. And you'll see that you're in charge, and you'll know that these are behaviors that will stick with you for a lifetime. And you know what? You'll be able to continually reinforce it at any time by coming back to these tapes, listening to any subject you need to reinforce, or maybe going through the 10 days again. So now, here's what your exercise is for today. A little conditioning tool. Actually, it's a tool that'll help you break your pattern. It'll help you create an alternative feeling and condition it all at one time. And it's one of the simplest tools I know. It's also one of the most effective. And you can use this not only around weight loss or around anything. Now, here's the challenge. In everyday life, we set goals, right? We come up with this brilliant idea. We're going to raise our standards, and we believe we're going to go make it happen. But as soon as you set a new goal, I don't care what it is in your life, including having the body you deserve, what shows up within a short period of time are some dispiriting experiences that kind of like make you say, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm really going to succeed anymore. You begin to question yourself. You develop a little bit of doubt. It's natural. When you begin anything in the very beginning, you're like totally Heisekite. You know it's going to succeed, right? But you go from that enthusiastic beginner into a phase called disillusioned learner, right? Where all of a sudden it's like, this is harder than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be painless and easy, and it was going to be difficult. And all of a sudden, a lot of people quit in that phase. In fact, this is something that they teach in management schools. Ken Blanchard, a good friend of mine, wrote the book The 1 Minute Manager, teaches these 4 phases. He said people start out when they're enthusiastic beginner, they'll do anything to make something work. Then they find out it's hard work, and they become disillusioned learners. If you can keep with it and hang there with them, maybe eventually they get to what we call reluctant contributors, where all of a sudden they can do it, but they lack the confidence. And if you keep staying with them, eventually they become a peak performer. Well, the fact that you're here says you probably made it beyond the disillusioned learner phase, and you're probably at that place where you're just starting to put the pieces together, and you're still not sure maybe you can make it, or maybe you've already gone to peak performer. I don't know. Everybody's different. Wherever you are is perfect. just know that right now, in these last few days, we're going to speed up the tempo and we're going to help you lock in these new patterns so that they really last. And here's a great way to do it. You got this goal, right? You got this desire. But then you got these other thoughts inside. These things that say, who are you kidding? You think you're ever going to do this? You've never succeeded in the past. Oh, yeah, one more of those things. Or maybe they're not voices in the inside. Maybe they're voices on the outside. Your brother-in-law comes by one day to tell you how you're going to fail because you always have before. You know, I don't know whose source is, inside or outside, but some negative thoughts will come up. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with being negative if you know how to do it properly. I'm not one of those people who thinks you need to be positive all the time. I believe in the power of negative thinking. But you got to do it properly. See, don't fight the negative thoughts. Do it right. And what right is simply this. It's a simple exercise we're going to do that'll help you to deal with the kinds of thoughts that invariably will come up. If you don't deal with them in advance, they're going to come up when you're in a weak state, when you feel down or frustrated, and they can knock you off track. So we want to deal with them up front. And the best way to do this exercise, rather than describe it to you, is first go get yourself a partner. Somebody who's a willing person, who's just willing to clap and smile and be kind of a supporter of you. Now, you don't tell them what it is yet. Just tell them that you want to do a crazy exercise with some crazy guy on an audio tape, and all you need is 4.5 minutes. Deal? Go get them now. Come on, you can do it. Do it, do it, do it, do it. Go get them now. Now's a good time. Go. Okay, so now, what we're going to do is practice some negative thinking in an empowering way. Now, how do you do that? Well, what we want to do is break the pattern. The natural pattern is you get excited about a goal, and then negative thoughts come up like, who do you think you are? Or you can't pull this off, or you've always failed in the past, or whatever it is. Or, my gosh, you can't get over this thing. Or, look, you didn't really lose weight fast enough, or whatever stuff shows up. We got to be able to deal with those things before they come up. So here's how you do it. You get with your buddy there, and one person is going to be the listener, and your buddy's going to be the listener in this case, at least initially, and then you can duplicate this if you want to. And the person who's the listener, your goal, the person who's going to listen to you while you talk to them, their goal is to get up, stand up. Both of you should be standing up facing each other, and lots of energy in your body. Stretch your body out a little bit. Move your body around so you're awake and alive, and be willing to be outrageous and be like a kid. Your listener's job is whatever you say, their job is to clap like crazy and to smile real big, and to make sure you're grinning from ear to ear whenever you say the things you're going to say. In other words, their goal is to clap and cheer for you. What are you going to do? You're going to tell them for the next minute all the reasons why you will never have the body you deserve. Now you say, what? Yes, I want you to tell them all the reasons, but I want you to do it with more energy and more enthusiasm than anything you've done in your life. In other words, I want you to have a big, huge grin on your face. I want you to make sure the whole time you're grinning. So what you're doing is you're sending another message to your brain. Your brain's saying, I could never do this because I'll sabotage myself. But the way you're going to do it is with a big grin in your voice and your face. You're going to say, I'll tell you why I'll never do this, because I'm terrible, because I'm a pig, because I always screw these things up. But you're going to do it with a big grin and hopefully to the edge of making yourself laugh. Their job is to just clap like crazy and say, tell me why else you'll screw up. Come on. And then make sure you never frown, that you're grinning and that you're funny and that they laugh at you and that they clap with you. What are we doing here? We're scrambling this pattern. We're getting you to not play the game of acting like these thoughts are not going to come up. They will. We're bringing them to the surface right now and dealing with them in an environment where you're in a peak positive state. So you're talking negative, but you're feeling positive. You're feeling humorous. You're feeling outrageous. You're being like a kid. And your buddy here is cheering you on and not allowing you at any moment to go into a lousy state. So their job is to keep clapping like crazy. Say, tell me why else you'll do it. Tell me why else you'll screw up. And if you stop smiling, they reach over and tickle you or make you smile or do whatever's necessary. I want you to do this right now. Turn off the tape and play full out for about a minute. And the way to do this is the person who's helping you, when you think you're out of things, their job is to say, come on, tell me how else, tell me how else, keep smiling, keep laughing, tell me why else you do this. In other words, to just exhaust your negative thoughts, till there's nothing else you can think of, to where you have to get ridiculous to come up with ideas because you run out of them, where you have to exaggerate massively. You'll say things, well, I'll probably gain 500 pounds while I'm sleeping one night or whatever. But you got to be totally bizarre, outrageous, bring up your worst thoughts in your best state, smile, crank, and do it now. Turn off the tape and go for it. Practice the power of negative thinking. Go. Okay, welcome back. So how'd you do? Now, you did very well if you played full on. If your buddy went, this is stupid, why are we doing this? Then I know right now that this isn't doing any good. You got to play full out and be like a kid and be outrageous. If you did, what's happened to those excuses? How do you feel about them when you think about it? You know, all those reasons why you wouldn't create the body you deserve. If you played full out, what you did, you broke your pattern. You created a new set of feelings. Right, you created an alternative set of feelings, so when you think of them, you kind of smile, and you conditioned it by repetition and intensity. I can tell you, you can practice this power of negative thinking anytime you want. You can step in with your buddy or somebody you got leverage with and say, you know what? I need 60 seconds of negative thinking with enthusiasm. Could you help me out? I just need you to cheer me on, explain what to do, and do it for them. And by the way, this is not just around weight loss. You can do this, let's say your spouse is fed up and there's something that's really bugging them. Instead of saying, be positive, honey, don't be thinking that way. Don't you understand? That's probably making it worse. Of course they know it's making it worse, but they're caught up in the pattern. They got to break the pattern, get the stuff out of their system, and create a new pattern. So I tell you what, I'll give you 2 minutes of negative thinking, but you got to do it right. Here's the rules, and go do it with one another. It can be a lot of fun. Now, again, I would do this, if I were you, 2 or 3 times in the next 2 or 3 days, a minimum of 2 times where you break the patterns up that haven't even shown up yet. And if you feel yourself feeling like overloaded or overwhelmed or thinking, I can't do this, instead of saying that to yourself, stop. Change your physiology, get in a peak state, get in a smiling state, and you can even do it outside with yourself. If I need to, I can go out there and I'll play the game with myself and make sure that I'm laughing, but it's better to have a partner initially. So this is your number one exercise today. Break your pattern, create an alternative, and condition it. You can do it through the power of negative thinking. You can do it one more time if you want before the tape's up, and we're going to give you a couple of other key skills today to keep your momentum going. You're doing phenomenally well, so I'm going to sign off right away. See, I told you this would be a brief one, and I'll be back with you briefly tomorrow. So here is Dr. Nate Booth, and until then, remember to live with passion.
Thank you, Tony. Today is Oliver Wendell Holmes Day. Old Ollie was one sharp cookie, which is why he gets 2 quotes today. Number one is, a mind stretched by a new idea never goes back to its original dimensions. This is day 9 of the Body You Deserve program, and I know your mind is being stretched by the ideas in this program. These ideas that are helping you create the body you desire are the same ideas that can lead to a breakthrough in any area of your life. The great thing about breakthrough ideas is it only takes one of them to boost your life to a whole new level, and you never know when one is going to get sucked into your mind. So keep your eyes, ears, and heart open as you go through this program. Yesterday, we identified the first 7 fat transplant thoughts. Remember that a fat transplant thought amplifies your urges. They're poison thoughts that don't make any sense, and they don't lead to your goals in life. So here's fat transplant thought number 8. I deserve that banana split. Food isn't the only reward in the world. When you've had a hectic day or in some way feel like you deserve a reward, do it with something else. A relaxation break, a movie, or a walk in the park. When you think you need food as a reward, look somewhere else for an equally effective and healthier reward. The goal-directed antidote thoughts to follow up this poison thought are, and remember to say these with emotion, I reward myself with non-food things. I enjoy rewarding myself images. I feel great moving towards my goal today. Here's fat transplant thought number 9. I shouldn't have that ice cream. What are you really telling yourself when you say you shouldn't have food X? If you're like most people, you're saying that food's not good for me, but I think I'm going to have it anyway. This mixed neural association creates tension in your body that you probably get rid of by eating ice cream. Here's an example. It's 10:30 at night. The news is over. You're alone. Ice cream is in the freezer, and you know it. You tell yourself, I shouldn't have that ice cream. Your tension level goes up. You try not to think about it, but the ice cream calls out, eat me, eat me. You say to yourself, I simply shouldn't have that ice cream. Your tension level goes up another notch as the frozen refrain is louder now. Eat me, eat me. Your tension level becomes unbearably high. You rush out to the kitchen, tear the freezer door off, snarf down the whole carton of stuff in 6.2 seconds, a new world's record. Your tension level decreases, your waistline increases, and you go to bed shaking your head, telling yourself that you should do better tomorrow night. Sound familiar? So stop kidding yourself. When this fat transplant thought appears, immediately think the goal-directed antidote thoughts with emotion. Number 1, I choose to eat and exercise appropriately. Number 2, my choices lead to my goals in life. Number 3, my self-talks and images turn my resolutions into realities. Here's fat transplant thought number 10. If it weren't for my blank, I could lose this fat. You fill in the blank. If it weren't for my job, if it weren't for my hectic schedule, I could lose this fat. When you think thoughts like this, to whom are you giving the controlling power over your behavior? You're giving it to the blank. You have no power. You're a helpless pawn to blank. That's just not true. If I gave you $10,000 to eat appropriately for 1 week, would you do it? You probably would. Blank would magically lose its power. It is true that certain situations make it harder to lose fat, and they can be overcome. Your goal is worth the effort. So here are the goal-directed antidote thoughts to think after that fat transplant thought pops into your mind. And remember to think these with emotion. Number one, my eating and exercise decisions lead to success. Number two, my life is a series of successful choices. Number three, I take full responsibility for my successes today. Moving on to fat transplant thought number 11, I'll get back on my plan next Monday. When you think thoughts like this, what are you giving yourself license to do? To eat like a pig until Monday, right? Next Monday never comes. There's always another Monday out there. Now is the only time that matters. Now is the only time over which you have any control. The next time you think, I'll get back on the plan next Monday, think instead, next Monday never comes. I'll get back on it now. The goal-directed antidote thoughts to think with emotion after this fat transplant thought are, number one, I'm in control of my behavior now. Two, now is the only time I can spend. And three, I live in the present and I live extremely well. Here's fat transplant thought number 12, which I call the terrible twos. I'm too old. I've been over fat too long. I eat too much. I'm too busy to exercise. I've tried to lose and failed too many times. All of these terrible twos take the power away from you and give it to the two. The main factor determining your success is your diligent use of the body you deserve strategies. When a terrible two rears its ugly head, cut it off at the pass by realizing that success doesn't come in twos, it comes from you. The goal-directed thoughts to think with emotion are, nothing keeps me from becoming trim. I overcome obstacles and reach my goals. And finally, my focus gets me to where I want to go. Here's fat transplant thought number 13. One little candy bar won't hurt. Some people get a little bit discouraged when they learn that there are 3,500 calories in 1 pound of fat. They think, egads, mean I have to walk 35 miles to burn off 1 pound of fat? It's not worth it. Or even worse, this candy bar only has 250 calories. I can eat 14 of these suckers and only gain 1 pound. Consider the following. Nancy has a 250-calorie candy bar every afternoon at work. 250 calories times 5 work days per week equals 1,250 calories per week. 1,250 calories times 50 weeks in a work year equals 62,500 calories. 62,500 calories divided by 3,500 calories equals about 18 pounds. That one little candy bar every day at work adds up to 18 pounds at the end of the year. My question to you, is it worth it? Let's take another example from the exercise realm. When Ray graduated from high school, he weighed 154 pounds. He continued to eat about the same amount of food as he always did, but he moved only 1/2 mile less each day. How many pounds did Ray weigh at his 5-year class reunion? 1/2 mile less per day amounts to about 50 fewer calories burned per day. 50 calories times 365 days a year equals 18,250 calories. 18,250 calories times 5 years equals 91,250 calories. 91,250 calories divided by 350 calories equals 26 pounds. 26 pounds plus the 154 pounds equals 180 pounds. Ray gained 26 pounds from moving just a little less each day. Little things add up. In the long run, the little changes here and there in your daily routine will be the deciding factors in your fat loss and maintenance efforts. So here are the goal-directed antidote thoughts to follow up this fat transplant thought. Number one, I'm in control of the little things in my life. Number two, my entire day is my time to succeed. Number three, I move toward my goal one small step at a time. Let's go to the day 9 section of your workbook right now. Follow these directions as I read them. In blank number one, write the name of a high-calorie food that used to be a problem for you. You know, this is one of those foods that you knew you shouldn't be eating and did it anyway. Cookies, candy, potato chips, ice cream are common culprits here. In blank number two, write the approximate number of calories that are in the portion you used to eat each time. So if the portion of ice cream you had about 350 calories in it, write in 350 calories here. In blank number three, write the number of times you used to eat it each week. Multiply blank number two times blank number three to get the total number of calories each week. Write that answer in blank number four. Multiply blank number four times 52 to get the number of calories per year. Write the answer in blank number five. Divide blank number 5 by 3,500, which are the total number of calories in 1 pound of fat, and write that answer in blank number 6. This is the number of pounds that you put on your body each year by eating that food. My question to you again is that little thing worth it? Another way to impact yourself with the damage of the little thing is to visualize how big a glob of fat the little thing is putting on your body each time you eat it. Again, a pound of fat contains 3,500 calories. Butter is almost pure fat, so a pound of butter has about 3,500 calories in it. Then a stick of butter would have about 875 calories in it. If you eat a 250 calorie candy bar, you're eating the equivalent of 1/3 stick of butter each time you eat that candy bar. What I'd like you to do right now is to imagine a 1/3 stick of butter sticking out of your stomach, hips, or thighs right now. Again, is it worth it? Moving on to fat transplant thought number 14. I can't seem ungrateful. If you were a host and one of your guests politely declined some food, how would you feel? It probably wouldn't bother you a whole lot, but when the tables are turned, you might think that you're being ungrateful if you refuse food. Thoughts like this don't make any sense, and they absolutely put fat on your body. When you think you shouldn't be ungrateful by turning down food, tell yourself, I can politely refuse food without offending people. So here are the goal-directed antidote thoughts to follow up fat transplant thought number 14, I can't seem ungrateful. I say no when it benefits me. A few little no's lead to a big yes. And three, I easily say no to unnecessary food. And finally, here's fat transplant thought number 15. My eating cues automatically lead me to eat. Or some variation of this phrase. Here's some examples. When I'm in that situation, I eat. When I go out to dinner, I'm helpless. After 9 p.m., I can't help myself. Do any of these sound familiar? Your eating cues influence you. They don't force you to eat. There's a big difference. You probably don't have the ability to high jump 7 feet. Even if you were offered $10,000, you probably couldn't do it. You do have the ability to eat in a goal-directed manner. Don't sell yourself short. You have what it takes to reach your goal. Just use what you have. The next time you think my eating cues automatically lead me to eating, tell yourself my eating cues signal me to eat. They don't shove food down my throat. I do that. So here are the goal-directed thoughts to follow up this fat transplant thought. Number one, I direct my behavior to meet my goals. Number two, I use my power to improve the quality of my life. And number three, my eating choices are positive and healthful. So there you have it. Those are the 15 fat transplant thoughts. When any one of those suckers pops into your mind, immediately replace it with the goal-directed antidote thought. Don't let those fat transplant thoughts amplify your urges. So now that we've identified those fat transplant thoughts and the appropriate goal-directed thoughts, we want to condition the switch between the two in your mind. Here's how we're going to do it. Write down 1, 2, maybe 3 of those fat transplant thoughts that you think on a regular basis that pop into your mind, amplify your urges, lead to behaviors that don't get you to where you want to go in life. Identify those right now, stop your tape, and write those in your workbook. Okay, welcome back. Now here's what we'd like you to do. I'd like you to take that first pairing of the fat transplant thought and the appropriate goal-directed thought, and we're going to condition the switch. And here's how we're going to do it. Right now, put yourself in a very unresourceful physiology. Just follow along with me as I do this. put yourself in a very unresourceful physiology. Maybe have your head down, your eyes down, slump your shoulders, breathe real shallowly. And in that unresourceful physiology, think that first fat transplant thought in your mind. Just run it through in your mind. And when you get to the end of it, immediately change your physiology. Sit up straight, throw your shoulders back, put a smile on your face, breathe real deeply. Put yourself in a resourceful physiology and immediately kick into that goal-directed, that antidote thought. Good. Now let's move on to the second pairing. Put yourself in an unresourceful physiology. Hold it there for a second. Think that second fat transplant thought. Now when you get to the end of the sentence, boom, change your physiology. Sit up straight, resourceful physiology, smile on your face, eyes wide open, breathing deeply, and immediately come through with that goal-directed antidote thought. Great! Now let's move on to number three. If you had three fat transplant thoughts down there, let's move on to the third pairing. Put yourself in a very unresourceful physiology. Head down, eyes down, really feel crummy. Think that fat transplant thought. Think it all the way through, and then when you get to the end of the sentence, boom, change your physiology again. Sit up straight, put a smile on your face, eyes wide open, breathe deeply, and think the appropriate goal-directed thought. Condition this switch. Condition the change. You need more than just information in this program. You need a change in your conditioning so that when that fat transplant thought pops in your mind in the future, you'll immediately have conditioned yourself to change the physiology. The other thought will pop into your mind, and you'll move on from there. You'll also notice in the Day 9 section of your workbook that there's a page that is perforated. What you can do right now is take this page out and tear along the perforations to create 16 inspirational message cards that you can place throughout your environment to remind you of your B-Trim skills. And finally, in Day number 9, complete your eating and exercise log, your eating diary, and remember to make sure to do your breathing 3 times during the day, and read Day number 9 in your workbook and complete all the appropriate exercises. Also remember to set aside some time tomorrow to listen to your audio tapes and complete your workbook. And finally today, go back to your video and begin viewing right where you left off on Day number 7. This will be the second section of your daily mental aerobics. Here's our second quote from Holmes. The greatest thing in this world is not so much where we are, but it's in what direction we are moving. It's vitally your success that you feel good about the progress on the way to the body you deserve. Some people wait to feel good only when they get there. I can always tell when someone has a bad case of I'll feel good when I get there-itis. Put yourself in this situation. A friend comes up to you and compliments you on your fat loss progress. And you say, oh, I still have 15 pounds to go. When someone compliments you, feel good along the way by smiling and saying thanks. Incidentally, this is a great example of variable reinforcement. This was a reinforcement, a reward that you weren't expecting. It's very similar to a person playing a slot machine in Las Vegas and them getting a jackpot. Use that jackpot, use the thrill, use the juice to propel you to the next level. Life isn't a destination, it's a journey. Enjoy the journey today as you create the body and life you desire. Keep that momentum going.